Hannah Gooding of Fenville is 8 years old and has been painting for over a year. When asked, Hannah says her favorite things to paint are owls. She also does nature themes and her signature, handprints. Hannah paints every week and sticks to acrylic paints. Aside from painting, Hannah also has a knack for making bracelets.
I make friendship bracelets.
How long does it take you to make one bracelet?
About a minute.
She does all of this for the West London Heart Team. The West London Heart Team lobbies for all schools to have automated electronic defibrillators, better known as AEDs. Hannah has raised over $1,500 for the Heart Team and has sent her paintings all over Michigan and even to states as far away as Texas. She says she got the idea to paint for charity from her mother.
My mom, she went to AED training class, and then I found out that they needed more AEDs, so I just wanted to help buy some for schools that don't have any.
Hannah's mom, Angie, says she supports her daughter fully.
What has Hannah gained from this experience, and do you think it's changed her at all?
I think it has. I think she has realized that she can do whatever she wants. If she puts her mind to it, and she can really accomplish whatever she wants to do. I'm really proud of her, and I'm so amazed at what she's done and how much she's actually been able to raise.
Hannah isn't the only young person making a difference. Maggie Hartman of Hudsonville was only 4 years old when she started gardening. Now at the age of 7, she has become an expert when it comes to flowers. She has a hand-painted, brightly colored fence surrounding her garden and says her favorite flower to grow is the dahlia. Maggie uses the flowers she grows to make bouquets that she sells for $1 in her front yard.
How did you think of the idea of growing flowers?
I just liked flowers and then wanted to go hang wedding. My grandma came up with an idea of selling flowers.
Maggie says she uses half the money she earns to buy Christmas presents for the less fortunate and also to adopt a family, which means that she provides a Christmas dinner and covers a few needs and wants. She says she donated over 100 toys last year alone.
How do you pick out the toys that you donate?
We just look for stuff on clearance and say, hey, this would be a good idea.
Like Hannah's mom, Maggie's mom Jill is grateful for the experience Maggie has gained from her cause.
It's made her more of who she's going to be. Mm-hmm. The lessons that she's learned and the opportunities that she has are endless. It's kind of like the pebble in the lake, and the ripples just go out further than starts with one little flower bouquet for a dollar, and it, you know, brings happiness to the people who purchase it. It brings happiness to her when she goes out and buys the gifts and to the people who receive it. So it's amazing what one little dollar bouquet can do.
For more information on Maggie and Hannah, you can visit the WMUK website at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Liz Geese.